Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, and we're pretty close to the end over here. And the Chovos HaLevavos has been sort of suggesting to us that we keep a certain Cheshbon, a certain mindset in our heads. And the 30th of the Cheshbonot is to remember that we are but temporarily and tourists in this world. And so now the Chovos HaLevavos says if we go ahead and we take a look and see our purpose within this world, and even the means that we utilize in order to be able to earn a living as based on Hashem, then we gain from that process. In other words, even if a person was the only person in the world, and he would need to be able to find a means, Me'is Hashem Yisbarach, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to find his living and be able to create his daily bread, he would be as much talu on Hashem, as much dependent on God, as he would be living in a society where there's a rat race. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does have the ability to be part of the Cheshbon. It's interesting, yesterday I was listening to Rav Asher Weiss give a live shiur from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, and he turned around and he was talking about the concept of Tefillah B'Tzibur, something that unfortunately at our current state here in the midst of the coronavirus is eluding us. And he pointed out that the idea, parenthetically, of going to earn a living is in of itself a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah to earn a living, and that's why where a person is not able to make tefillah b'tzibur, not because he wants to earn extra, but just from his basics, then he only has an obligation, lehishtadel, yishtadel ha'adam. A person should try as hard as possible to be able to daven b'tzibur. But when he would be osik b'mitzvah, if he were to be involved in another mitzvah, including the earning of a parnasah, Pater min ha-mitzvah, he would be exempt from being able to attend this mitzvah, namely tefillah b'tzibur. He would not be exempt from tefillah in of itself, just from the tzibur. So earning a living is an opportunity for a person to come to an understanding that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole purpose of Torah and mitzvos is for us to be able to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we were to take that and put that in our minds, we would certainly have to add that into our cheshbon. Sometimes we think to ourselves, oh, this is simple. I will go ahead and I will do X and I will do Y. And when all of a sudden I can't achieve that, and I think I won't be able to earn a respectable living, I start to think to myself, what else can I do? And from those situations, panic ensues, and people experience intense anxiety. One of the greatest solutions to an anxious situation is to develop a certain locus of control. Sometimes our locus of control is the understanding that we are functioning within the hand of Hashem and within the plan of Hashem. And so therefore, putting this in our mind, especially in these difficult times, certainly helps us to be able to find a control and to be able to feel a certain sense of comfort. I'll do mine, he will do his. And there are countless Medrashei Chazal, including one of my favorites, which appears in Eicha Rabbah, where we talk about the four kings who turned to go fight with their enemies. And God, they asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be involved in different levels. First, I'll fight and you'll fight with me. Right, then I'll fight, then you'll fight, and I'll show up. Then at least I'll be aware and sing your tefillos, right? And even that, I will, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will do your piece. And finally, when it comes to Asa, we are told that Asa said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is in Eicha Rabbah, that Asa said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't even have any energy to do that. I'm going to go to sleep at night, and I'll lie in my bed, and you'll do your end, and you will fight the battle. Now, the Mefarshim all ask, how could he go ahead and argue that he was going to put his head in on the pillow and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fight? How come HaKadosh Baruch Hu would achieve that on his behalf? And the Mefarshim explained that even having the bitachon, to be able to put your head on the pillow, that when you can't go to work and know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do his end and make sure Parnassah will happen, even if it were to be a tough time coming along with it. So the fact is, that piece is in of itself work on your part. Having this cheshbon, this understanding, that when you go ahead and you're meyached yourself, when you unite yourself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the one who created you and has sustained you until this point, the Chovos HaLevavos says, this too will help us achieve what Shlomo HaMelech calls, Kein Deah chachma l'nafshecha. This awareness is wisdom for your soul. So with this, the author of the Chovos Salavavos closes out the 30 different cheshbonei hanefesh to put in, excuse me, into one's mindset. And if we make it our business to work around and hold on to each one of these ideas, says the Chovos Salavavos, we'll be able to grow within the process. We'll be able to pick up within the process. And we'll become wise and shine. Our times are such, we are finding time to rise and shine. Are things that sometimes elude a lot of people. To be able to overcome the panic of the day, what we need to do is see that there's a tomorrow. And that tomorrow begins with a little bit of a internal mindfulness and internal awareness that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and He rules this world. And we can play our part just simply by coming and putting that on our mindset and realize that Lo Yirara Ki Ata Imadi. Have a great day. Tomorrow we begin. Chovos Halavavos, Shar HaBitachon. Have a great day.